This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer, Australia's only LGBTIQ+ national news and current affairs show. Proudly sponsored by KHQ Lawyers. Passionate about being the best.
Paint is an environmental hazard that can do serious damage if it ends up in waterways or landfill. Thankfully, there's a way that you can recycle your paint. Paintback, a not-for-profit organisation established in Australia in 2016, will take your unused paint and paint cans off your hands and recycle them in an environmentally friendly way. To find out more, Arian Potts spoke to the chief executive of Paintback, Karen Gomez.
Paintback is the responsible way of dealing with your unwanted paint and paint cans. The principle of Paintback is to create a service for Australia where people can conveniently take unwanted paint and paint back to a place where we collect it, process it, and our aim is to get it out of landfill and find new and interesting uses for paint so that we can keep extending the life of it. So at its heart, we're really about a collaboration between the industry, the people who sell paint, councils who offer waste transfer services to their communities, waste companies who collect the paint, and also with a whole range of innovators. In the past, people, depending on where you live, some people had not much option at all other than to hang on to it or it ended up in landfill. In some places in Australia, governments ran collection services. They may have run events during the year and you could drop paint off or you could go to a transfer station. But what we had was, all around Australia, a hodgepodge and a piecemeal approach. So about probably 4 or 5 years ago, the paint industry finally got together and said, look, we can actually work on this problem more effectively together than if we were doing it one by one and trying to compete. So they put aside their competitive urge, which is, you know, an unusual thing in this country. We're not great collaborators, particularly in industry. They formed a working group working with the Victorian government and designed this Paintback scheme as we know it today. But it was born national. So what that meant was we could bring a consistent approach, scale, and we also could open it up to trade painters. So I guess that's what's before. People might have had a service, but they could only drop 20 litres off. Trade painters didn't have a service, and we didn't have a national approach to it.
So can you describe how the system works now?
So the paint companies, when you buy their paint, whether it's through one of their trade stores or through a large hardware store or a small hardware store or paint special stores, 15 cents per litre is applied to the eligible paint, and that's generally your household paints. That money is then remitted to the company I run, Paintback. We are a not-for-profit and a charity. And so that means those funds are dedicated solely to the purpose of collecting the paint, treating the paint, and also educating people about the Paintback scheme, and importantly, investing in research so that we can get better environmental outcomes from how we use the paint at the end of its life. It also enables us then, we've arranged something like 150 sites around Australia working with local government, and people can drop their paint back there. We then pay collection contractors to pick up that paint. It's aggregated and then it's processed depending on what kind of material it is. So if it's oil-based paint, it can be used as an alternative fuel instead of coal. So we have a really great replacement of the carbon footprint that would ultimately be generated by the manufacturer of cement. The containers, steel containers, are recycled. Steel has a strong, reliable market out there, so fortunately we have a reuse for that. The water-based paint is one of our biggest opportunities, and that's why we're investing in the research. Currently, what's available in Australia is that we dewater the paint. So we take the water out and that gets reused in industrial purposes. But we're still left with the sludge And that's what we want to really address that, and that goes to landfill. So what we've really focused on, we've been going for 3 years now, is let's get a collection network in place so that people can actually drop their paint back to us. And whilst we're building that up, let's try and find new uses for some of these problematic materials. It's a pretty exciting place to be, where we're working a lot with the community and helping them understand what they can do with their paint and using paint back. But we're also working in these new frontiers of trying to find new solutions, which we can do because we've got the backing of the levy, and make that investment to solve the problems.
How does it work for a consumer?
It's as simple as going to your nearest paint back site and dropping the paint off. There's no charge for doing that. To find out where your nearest paint back site is to go to our website, paintback.com.au, and you can search on your postcode or by state. And we estimate where we've something like 20 million people live within a half an hour of one of our sites. So we're trying to build that convenience. In time, we are hoping that we can get more sites in place, either through running events, which is a pop-up event, or through council site collaborations.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.